I'm excited to be in Fresno. This is the food bowl of the U.S., not only in California. Provided all kind of produce, particularly. A lot of people don't realize Fresno produced 80% of the garlic in the U.S. of A. Everybody have garlic. I have garlic for breakfast, I have garlic for lunch, and garlic for dinner.
This is the Trevor Carey Show. On the Valley's Power Talk.
Garlic is used, everybody know garlic using Italian cuisine. But a lot of people don't realize, you go to Korea, they eat garlic all day long. They have garlic everywhere. You go to different part of Asia, garlic is used. Garlic is not only a wonderful aromatic, but garlic is also good for your health. We can turn garlic into garlic ice cream, garlic noodle, garlic pasta, Sichuan hot and spicy kung pao chicken with lots of garlic. So we want to support the industry, the agriculture of Fresno and this wonderful valley produce so much for everybody in the U.S. and around the world.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. That was Chef Yen?
Yep, Martin Yen. Yep.
Garlic for breakfast, garlic for lunch, garlic for dinner.
Can security find Steve Brando? Security, please look for a supervisor in a cowboy hat.
It's not that bad.
He's here. Supervisor Steve Brandel, thank you.
Hey, good to be here, Trevor. But I've got to clear the record, okay? I can't have the Power Talk listeners thinking that the supervisor's a dum-dum, right? So I was running behind. I was playing golf at a Habitat for Humanity fundraiser, doing some great things out there.
That's awesome.
I was running behind, and I didn't have my notes with me, okay? So I thought, I've got to find out, where inside the Fresno Fairgrounds that Trevor is.
And
so
you texted me.
I called you back.
I did give you kind of weird direction, didn't I? If you're going east to west, west to east, turn left.
That was, and I would have found, even with your, very simple direction, I would have found that, okay? But no sooner did I hang up the phone, I thought, oh, man, but that doesn't help me with parking, right? I was supposed to go to some special lot, blah, blah, blah. And so I thought, Ryan Jacobson, I'm listening on the radio. He's probably done now. I'm just going to ask him where I'm supposed to park. These are two individual questions. And then all of a sudden, I'm hearing my intelligence questioned on the Trevor Carey program.
Well, right? that's live and local radio, right, man. That's like, so, how'd you get the pass? You got supervisors get special lot passes?
In the end, I
had to walk a mile and a half to get here. How do you get a special?
Well, in the end, I just paid like everybody else, to be honest with you.
Well,
I lost all of my notes. And
yeah, they didn't have a card reader, and I had no cash. I was like, I'll pay 10.
Right.
But listen, this is a great event, and I know that you were very integral, Board of Supervisors. Go back here, and Ryan's hanging out with us here for this segment here as well. Tell us how it got started and the pushback and how it eventually came to be.
Well, yeah, and it's not super complex story, but, Peter DeYoung and his team have had this vision for some time, right? And I think everybody in, your listening audience has been through Gilroy, and you smell that pungent smell of garlic. I think it smells wonderful, by the way. Some people think differently. I think it's a strong, great smell. But then you've got the Gilroy Garlic Festival, and it's just gone on. I can't even remember how long. But they, for their own reasons, they had a tragedy there, and then COVID hit. I think a lot of people remember that tragedy. I don't want to go into that on a beautiful day like today. And then COVID hit, and they virtually shut that program down. Well, Peter and his team said, Fresno grows the garlic anyway. The reason you smell that garlic in Gilroy is because they're processing it there, okay? But, Fresno grows the garlic. Let's get out in front of this, and let's maybe see if that's our new role.
We would have to do is process next to 99, and everybody in California would be like, hey, it smells like garlic.
Right,
in
right.
Fresno, right.
So then that came before the Board of Supervisors because, President Biden is passing out tons of money to everybody, right?
I didn't notice, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, it's causing a little thing, Trevor, called inflation right now.
We're in a good mood today.
We're in a good mood today. We're not going to talk about
we're not bringing
the price
the
of
word.
Everything going up. But, you know, we were given X amount of dollars from the federal government, close to $200 million, and a part of it was supposed to be for travel and tourist-related activities, right? So, you know, we really felt like this was a good, you know, a good concept. We carved out a few dollars for the Garlic Festival. We had a debate. Was it too many dollars? So that debate took place. But, you know, we had some mild disagreement among supervisors. But finally, in the end, we pulled the trigger. But it's really only a one-year thing, Trevor. That was a one, you know,
you
amount of money.
Kickstart.
We can't do this again. The county can't give them jumpstart money next year, but we gave them some jumpstart money this year.
And, Ryan, when you first heard about it, were you like, oh, let me think about it? Were you like, no, let's go. That's a great idea.
No, I think it is a great idea. I mean, the fact that... you know, Gearoy had so much success for this over the years, and we, you know, folks like Steve and I knew that we were the garlic capital, but I mean, it's, hey, let everybody have their own thing. But once it came to an end, it was a perfect opportunity for somebody to step in and take that over, and Peter's done a phenomenal job. Again, I look around, I know, Steve, this is your first time on campus here looking at all this,
just
right?
Yeah, walked in.
Yeah, for me, I've walked around it two times now, and I mean, this is, okay, what I see right now is an incredible set of bones, and I can see some expansion for years to come for this thing here. And that's the exciting part, is that it has so much opportunity to continue to grow on and on for years.
Like you already hear, he's planning a grape festival, we're doing a peach festival. Yeah.
And we should be doing all of the above. And Trevor, you know, and by the way, I just walked in the door and just came over to your booth, right? And so I have not had a chance to test that garlic ice cream I heard you talking about, right?
After hearing me say that, you still want to test it?
What I'm really interested in is like the garlic chicken or the garlic fries, right? Yeah. I'm that guy. Or maybe the garlic shrimp, right?
Yep.
But here's my thing. I noticed for day one, I think this looks pretty amazing, really. You know what I mean? I didn't know, like, man, is there going to be 25 people there? You know, I didn't know what to expect. We've never done it before. But, I mean, it looks amazing.
I was here before it started, and there was a long line to get in today. So,
yeah.
Starting. So, yeah, there's some pent up. And I think tomorrow, I mean, just flat out, I think tomorrow is going to be a huge day. I think tomorrow is going to be a huge day for them. I mean, not only do you have all the same stuff going on, Mario Lopez, man, he's a big celebrity. So, folks, I'm sure
people want things to do.
Yeah, people want things to do. People, I want to enjoy Fresno. Want to enjoy this gorgeous weather we've been having.
And I know I wasn't going to bring up anything negative, but people want things to do that they don't have to drive a long way to get to.
Very true.
To take the family out. So.
Well, Trevor, when I was listening to you guys, you were talking about, you know, COVID in the last 2 years, and you know, look at this beautiful day. The whole weekend's going to be amazing, really. And people just want to get back to normal. What
I just noticed that fountain. Look,
what
I've been sitting here an hour. Do you see that fountain right there?
Yep.
Oh yeah,
that's hanging in midair with water coming
right.
out of it.
Yep.
Wait, don't let Newsom hear about that. Are we wasting that water? Or is it being recycled?
It's recycled water. It's recycled water.
Hey, listen, we can't have. And I know I'm not going to go negative, but this is positive because we got to change something. But we're not going to have peaches and garlic and all this. The water issue. I mean, I'm just seeing that
food
that water coming down.
Food grows where water flows.
I know I've asked you before, but on the category of water thirsty garlic, how much is that a thirsty thing?
No. In fact, it's so garlic, what's interesting about garlic, it's a very long crop for being a annual crop. It's about 9 months in the ground. You plant it in the fall time, September, October-ish. Over the course of the winter time, if you have Mother Nature helping you out, she's the one feeding it the water over the course of the winter months. But and then it's harvested sometime about June, give or take. So it's a really long crop, but it doesn't take a lot of water because so much of that time is over the course of the winter months. And come harvest, you're drying it back. You're purposely pulling the water off of it to get it dry out there.
Now, either of you can answer. Ryan, you might know more, but our farmers, I'm sure right now, if I were a farmer and I had a crop that required a lot of water, I'd be like, well, I still want to be a farmer, so let me switch to this crop that does. Are they switching to more garlic, or are we filled up with garlic now?
It's all market driven. I mean, that's, folks always say, like, why do you grow this crop? Why do you grow that crop? It's market driven, and it's the ability of, you know, what labor force demands do you have and need and all that kind of good stuff. But ultimately, it's the consumer that's deciding what we grow here. Now, garlic is, because it does very exceptionally well in this valley. We have, you know, first and foremost, we have processing plants. You know, we have, it was mentioned, Christopher Ranch, but Olam and some others that do an amazing job processing the garlic. But then we have the other infrastructure, the soil, the water, and everything else that come together that allow us to grow it. You can't grow this everywhere because it has to be dry during the time of harvest, and a lot of places in the country aren't dry. So there's a reason. It's not by accident Fresno County's growing this.
Right.
It's because of that Mother Nature, you know, microclimate or Mediterranean environment that we have here.
Well, you guys produce it, then it's up to the county leaders, the city leaders, to then go market it, right? I mean, you got entrepreneurial help stepping in here, but does this kind of inspire you guys? Have you sat around and go, hey, we can start, we need to market this? Georgia did it and Florida did it.
Yeah, and the Fresno County Board of Supervisors, you know, they're on top of it as far as marketing. But, you know, it takes a partnership, really. And so when Peter DeYoung comes to us with an idea and says, hey, I want to do a garlic festival, we think, kind of like Ryan does, you know, that's not a bad idea. We need a garlic festival. We need an almond festival. We need a pistachio festival. We need a peach festival. So, you know, but it takes partnerships, like with the garlic festival. So I think it's going to be fantastic.
It truly is. I think during this break, should we shimmy over there and get the supervisor a spoonful? I think we...
Well, I
think let's do it live on
live
the air.
On the air.
I wish I'd done mine not during the break. I should have done it live on the air.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Are you down?
You're talking about a spoonful of the just garlic chicken, right?
No. Yeah. That's what we mean. Yeah.
Okay.
Just close your eyes and take
I will tight. Break the tie. You guys are up in the air, 1-4, 1-against. I'll break the tie.
We got it. I'll be fair with you. It was so strong, though. I still have, like, the singe on my tongue. It was very potent garlic. There's different kinds. You guys do... I should say, you guys know there's different kind of garlic, don't you? There's different varieties, but there's the fresh kind and the processing kind. The processing kind is extraordinarily more potent. I'm thinking it might have been the processing kind that went in that ice cream there.
We'll try the
fresh. Because that's a lot more potent than the fresh stuff that you're using to barbecue and cook in your house.
Hey, let me give you two words. Ready?
Yeah.
Putin explosion.
It can't be that bad.
Of garlic. Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, we'll be back with the tiebreaker. Ryan Jacobson, my guest, Supervisor Steve Brandown. Let's go right now learn something a little more about garlic.
When we talk about garlic, you know, Gilroy is obviously, you know, from a marketing perspective, processing perspective, been known as the garlic capital. But I think this is also an opportunity to educate folks about the importance of all the other commodities that we have here. You know, Georgia, you know, is not the peach capital of the nation. In fact, I think they're actually number three on the list. When you look at the peach capital of the nation, it's right here in Fresno County. I mean, we are talking that a major portion of the nation's peaches are grown here. Somewhere in the neighborhood of California has more than like the next 40 states combined. When you talk about, you know, citrus, a lot of people, you know, it has it on their license plates, Florida. Citrus is still an important crop there, yet California is the number one citrus state. California is the number one dairy state. It's not Wisconsin. California is the number one cheese state. It's not Wisconsin. You go on and on about all these different facts. Some of these facts we know, but a lot of people just don't know about it. It's marketing. And so we, all in the ag community, as well as just the community at large, need to do a better job branding the importance of this region.
This is the Trevor Carey Show. On the Valley's Power Talk. The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Okay.
Hey, we're here.
You got me nervous, Trevor. You know,
it's the National Garlic Festival, Fresno Fairgrounds. Ryan Jacobson, Fresno County Farm Bureau, got me to try it.
Okay.
The garlic ice cream. I hurled it. Jacobson, he's saying he likes it. He says, so now we have Fresno County Supervisor Steve Brandow here with a spoonful.
I mean, you guys
God
weren't
magic
doing
and
it
marketing
live,
here is going to. Where's yours?
We weren't.
You tried it already? Okay. Yeah. Give me a. Yeah. No. What?
I'm at a six.
Can you say that from 6 feet away, please?
Yeah. I know why you spit yours out.
Okay, all right, super. Okay, now.
So I'm doing it. You guys didn't have to do this live. I've got to do this live. Yeah. I've got the spoon in front of me.
And just I gave you a cup with a napkin.
You gave me
in
a cup.
You can spit it back into.
Okay, so I'm going to do the whole spoonful. I'm just going to go.
Yeah, go for it. Go for it. You got to go.
No,
for
no,
it.
No. Don't swallow it. Swallow it around the mouth.
Like use the palate.
Yeah.
Like a
rinse
like
around like a glass of wine. Yeah. Go ahead.
Here we go. You know, I can live with that, man.
I can live with that.
Seriously.
It's an acquired taste, like, obviously.
It's
that's you know, I'll put it to you this way, Trevor.
Why are your eyes watering?
I'll tell you what. You had me so prepped for a negative experience. that it wasn't that bad. Yeah. You, I mean, I thought, oh, this is going to be, you know, gross. And, you know, but so it wasn't that bad.
Are you saying I get better directions and I do food
I'm
critic?
I'm saying I wish I had a Gatorade right now or a Diet Pepsi. You know?
Hey, that's a half LaCroix. If you don't want cooties, you can take a swig. Feel free.
Oh, man.
Okay. I know how you feel right there. Okay, yep. Let me ask you, would you want an ice cream cone of that?
One of those minis. They call them minis.
Yeah.
Mini. You know, covered with chocolate, you know.
I think I think chocolate specifically would hide some of that
strongness of it. That might do it, Ryan. Yeah. You could be correct there.
Woo! Yeah. Look, his eyes are kind of watering, aren't they?
Well, I can still smell it, and I'm 6 feet away. Literally 6 feet away and can still smell it.
No, look, for sure, it is not a mild version of garlic ice cream.
No,
okay.
This is the processing kind. That's too strong to be the kind that you cook at home with. So,
yep. Hi guys.
Yeah.
Hello. Hey. Good to see you, folks.
Hey, thanks for coming. Hey, coming by.
Good to see you. Thank you. Yeah. Hey, we're having fun out here, people. You know, we're right in the middle of everything. In the break, so I had to use the restroom. Right. Been playing golf, so I ran over to use the restroom. There's live music in there right now. And so there's all kinds of cool stuff going on.
I was in the restroom. I didn't see a musician in there.
No, not in the restroom, you dumb dumb. In this other building over here. You know,
it's the VIP room in here.
Oh, is that what it is?
It's pretty swanky, too.
I saw it.
It almost has like an Al Capone 1920s kind of
vibe.
Nightclub feel. You don't expect it from the brick building on the facade here. But they got cooking shows going on over here. They got the celebrity chefs out here. They got the vampires walking around. And
I saw that. Is that what is going on with the vampires?
Well,
is that
we're assuming
protest like at the.
Vampires die because of garlic.
Yes, well, I know
it's
that.
It's good jest.
And they're, silver crosses too. Or
and I'll be fair, man. These are good actors. I mean, yeah. And you walk around with garlic, and they run from you and everything.
Well,
hey,
when you weren't here, the blonde lady she came up here in full character. Even though I know she's messing around, it was a little freaky.
A little freaky. Yeah. Oh, yeah,
I didn't expect vampires. It from her. She kind of freaked me out. There they are. There's three more. Look at them.
You know, but another observation, I see a lot of diversity in this crowd. It's like, you know, everybody's having a good time.
There's ice cream garlic lovers and non-ice cream garlic.
But there's ice cream garlic lovers and ice cream garlic haters. Of all racial backgrounds, gender backgrounds, they're
that
all here.
That guy just ran up and scared the vampire.
Oh, yeah, the vampires
the
are running.
The vampire jumped.
Yeah, the vampires are running from
He's having
garlic.
Some fun. He's having some fun.
That was funny. Well, this is, you know what, this is called health for county health. This is a good dose of vitamin, you know, a good juice shot here. It's needed.
Yeah, I think I need a good toothbrushing now.
Oh, it's going to keep going. Oh, I've had mine for now.
Give me Colgate regular, please.
Tell me if in a half hour your tongue does a little sting still.
Because right.
There's some potency to it.
Totally. Yeah.
So you understand why I said I'm going to have a booth with mouthwash. Dollar a shot.
Yeah, dollar a shot. You make a ton of money. That's hilarious.
Well,
yeah, but now that I've done the gimmick, now I'm going to go have some garlic shrimp or garlic chicken and just have a regular meal. I'm starving. So
yeah, I hear the crispy tater tots are pretty good, too.
Oh, okay.
And I'm sure they've got some garlic flavor on them.
There's a creamy sauce on the side there with them.
Well. Do you cook much,
you know,
Supervisor Brandon?
I make one of the best grilled cheeses that you can find anywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, you're
grilled
cheese.
That's your extent?
No.
Well,
no, I'm a barbecue guy. And I can
that's what all guys that say that can't cook.
Yeah,
you know
and
that?
I can. You know, there's a few.
They go.
Other
I can make breakfast.
Things. Yeah, I can make. Yeah.
But
I can
look
make.
At this. I thought the biggest celebrity I was going to see all day was Supervisor Brandel.
Oh right.
Wow.
Look at this, man.
Oh my goodness.
Chef Martin Yan. Can we hand him a microphone here for a moment? Supervisor, I got a bigger name. I got a bigger name on the line here. Chef Martin Yan.
He is a giant.
Put that
industry.
Real closer.
He is big. I am small. A bigger name, a smaller name.
No, sir. I tell you what, they say that TV makes you look younger. It doesn't. I've watched you for years. You still look the same.
Garlic. Lots of garlic. Lots of garlic. Garlic is good. You know what? I'm not kidding. Garlic is not only a wonderful seasoning, aromatic, but garlic is also very healthy.
Yep.
Well, that's what I hear. I was telling the story when I found out I was coming out here, Chef Yan, that I had a buddy of mine, 94 years old, named Buck. And do you know, every morning he put garlic in his oatmeal.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what? You know why garlic is so good? Garlic kills a lot of germs. So
I believe
a lot of people eat raw garlic. In Korea, they chop raw garlic and serve. And then in northern China, they eat garlic as an appetizer. They have raw garlic, pickled garlic, fried garlic, and fermented black heat treated fermented garlic.
Okay, does all that treatment take away what I just had, that blast from that garlic, like that
effect? That's true. But the nutritional value is still there. So the great thing about garlic is when you cook, it releases that garlic oil, the aroma, and it's suitable for all cuisines.
What is your favorite ingredient to cook with? Let me ask you, if you only had three that you could cook with, what would they be? Three ingredients.
You know what? Garlic goes well with noodle. Garlic noodle.
Yeah.
Okay?
Can't go wrong.
And when you do fried rice without garlic, the fried rice doesn't taste very good. So I always chop up the garlic and I put it in, when I do the fried rice, I put garlic, saute, and then I put the rice, the fragrant, permeate into them. Each individual piece of rice kernel.
Let me see which ex-wife was correct. I've had two, and they told me that one said garlic and onion you can cook with. The other one said don't mix the two. What does the pro say?
Well, you know, another thing that goes well is ginger. Garlic and ginger always goes well.
Better than onion.
Yeah.
So you're not a mixer of garlic
onion,
and onion?
Onion itself is very fragrant.
Yeah.
And garlic itself is already fragrant. So you put them all together, you kind of overdo it. But ginger has a total different fragrance. Ginger and garlic have very similar fragrance. So you put it together, I think it's overdoing it. So I would love to have garlic and ginger, which is, both of them are very healthy. In fact, in Asia, they have garlic, they eat garlic and they use garlic in all the dishes. And also, not only that, ginger, they have ginger tea. Ginger tea is good for your throat. Yeah.
Let me ask you, when you're out touring during all these kind of shows, doing TV shows, appearances, when you're home by yourself, do you get up and cook or do you order out?
I cook. That's the reason why my wife still stick around, because I cook for her. Yes. You gotta love, you know, cooking is not just a survival, it's a passion. You know, a lot of chefs, they love to cook, but they cook simple food. When chefs go home and cook, they normally cook very simple food.
Hey, Chef, what if one of the listeners or a number of listeners listening to the radio right now are saying, you know, I want to go to that. Can I learn anything about any garlic tips? If I go to the garlic festival, will I learn better how to cook with garlic? Would they learn some stuff here?
I think on stage, we all share with everybody the secret of flavor, the secret of seasoning, and also we show everybody how you use garlic in different dishes. You can make appetizer, you can make soup, you can make... I actually put garlic in my smoothie because it's healthier. Because basically, it's about... You think it's shocking because food is about balance, about flavor balance. Just like you go to Thai restaurant, a Vietnamese restaurant, everybody love it. One of the most important ingredients is fish sauce. When you taste the fish sauce itself, it's too strong. But you put it together with a tiny bit of a palm sugar, a coconut sugar, coconut cream, and also a tiny bit of sugar and lime. It's perfect balance. So it's not, it pounds you, but it really, really brings it up. So it's about, a good chef is how to balance the flavor, how to put all the ingredients together so it goes well together. It become a very harmonious combination of flavor.
Hey, Chef, Trevor and I were talking. When you cook with it, very fine or let it...
It depends what dish you're doing. If you make a dipping sauce, I would have puree garlic, right?
Yeah.
Mix salad dressing. I think, but you lost the texture when you pureed it. When you do a stir-fry dish, you want to have a crunch. You stir-fry spinach, you stir-fry broccoli, you want to have chop. So when you chop, the piece... Some a little bigger, some are smaller. So when you bite into it, texture contrast.
Chef Yan, I know you're busy. I got one more quick question for you. What I love about what you do that a lot of chefs, it's kind of missing in it, is the passion is, it's not also about the taste, but you mix in the family aspect of it.
Yep, sure. No, yep. You're talking about the food. People eat together, cook together, eat together, stay together. I've been with my wife for about 250 years. Yes, 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 because we cook together, we eat together, and sometimes she cook, I wash dishes. It's a great teamwork.
Well, Chef Yan, thank
family
you.
Family happiness.
Thank you for spreading happiness here in the Valley.
Yeah, we'll have, you know, food is an equalizer. Food is a bridge. It brings everybody together. We're all here in the media business to make sure everybody are happy and keep moving and keep look forward to it, because it's a tough time for everybody. Yeah. So I think you guys are doing a great job. Let's cook and eat and talk to everybody and make sure everybody have a smile. Like
hey,
you guys.
There it is. Thank you, Chef Martin.
Thank you, Chef.
Yan, ladies
right
and gentlemen.
That was fantastic.
Wasn't that? Thank you. Appreciate that. Wasn't that a treat there, guys?
Hey, you never
very much
told me
so.
I was going to get to talk to the chef when I came in.
I thought you're the reason that he came over here.
No, he doesn't know me from Adam. No, that's great.
Well, he kind of acted like he did when he see, that's
a
see,
master.
See, that's the person. See, that's how you
good.
Own a room,
yep,
right?
That is
I assume they knew each other. That's how personal he was when he walked up.
For sure. No, that was great.
That is a tell.
So, see, people can actually come here. Not only they're going to taste great things, they're going to learn some stuff, too, if they want to, right? You know, so maybe I can add garlic to my grilled cheese.
Right? We should ask him to give you a good recipe for that. Well, hey, we'll be coming back here. Peter DeYoung, the founder of the National Garlic Festival, is around here somewhere. We'll bring him on as well. Ryan, listen, bud, thank you so much.
Appreciate
Ryan
it, man.
Jacobson
from Love
Sussex
talking.
County Farm Bureau. Appreciate that. And thank you for the taste palette there. That, I'll be thinking of you all night long.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. We'll come back more with Supervisor Steve Brandel. Let's go learn something a little bit more now about garlic.
What are we going to see at the inaugural National Garlic Festival in Fresno?
You're going to be able to taste a roasted garlic beer that at first sounds kind of sick, but it's bomb. It's amazing. You're going to have a free garlic ice cream whether you like it or not. Most people like it. Celebrity chefs coming in from the Food Network. Martin Yan, somebody that us old guys know, and I think it really excites a lot of the younger people as well. Rocco Despirito, who's a James Beard award-winning chef. We're also going to have some time to visit with Mario Lopez, who's a very famous TV actor, film, Emmy award-winning actor. Really passionate about food, and he is just dying to get up on stage and do a food demo. So you're going to see a little bit of the Fresno Fair kind of a feel, but everything's going to be garlic, and you're not going to have 100 garlic foods to taste or to buy or to pick from, but you're going to have hundreds of foods to pick from.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. You're listening to the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
It is the National Garlic Festival and Food Expo. Man, I can see the crowds are getting a lot, it's filling up a whole lot more since 3 o'clock when we signed on here. Of course, getting off work. You know where the Fresno Fairgrounds are. If you don't, just ask your GPS. Go until 11 o'clock tonight. A lot of live music as well. Tomorrow, the hours are from 11 a.m. until 11 p.m. on Sunday, 11 a.m. And they'll be closing down just a little early on Sunday night at 9 o'clock. I mean, literally, it's all about food, but that doesn't mean that it's just all about food. That makes sense. It's all about food, but it's not all about food. There's a carnival and a midway to go through, the International Foods Area, the Ag Showcase, the Yosemite Beer Garden. They got the Marketplace. They got the VIP building. I think you got to come out the pocket a little bit there to knock it to get in there. But it's well worth it. I mean, I didn't expect that. Was amazing. I did not expect that when I walked in. It literally has, like I said, kind of an Al Capone nightclub kind of a feel. That's the VIP building, which we are right behind here in the Marketplace. They got the Cask and Clove Beer Garden. And, of course, you can come out and get your free sample of the garlic ice cream. I think we were, what, 2 for 2 here? Fresno County Supervisor Steve Brandel gave it a thumbs up, and Ryan Jacobson gave it a thumbs up. After John Magic out here from our marketing department, he was like, nah, he was with me. I don't even know if nasty comes close to describing it, but it's an acquired taste. And you can come out and try it. They even got the Clove Car Show going on. They got something for the kids, the kids' adventure area as well. So it is so much that is happening out here. They went... Ryan Jacobson and Supervisor Brandell went and got their drinks. Hey, we have an interview. You can talk to them later. Come on over. We're doing an interview here. Like to welcome him to the show. He was the man with the... you're Mr. DeYoung, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, what time is it? 4:30. Come on over, man. This is your slot. Here you go.
Excellent.
There's a microphone for you. I can't imagine you got a few things going on today, could I?
Just a few.
Get that right up there.
You
just,
gotcha.
Just a few.
Yeah, no, just a few. It's been phenomenal.
The only reason I'm moving my chair is I had some garlic ice cream, and I didn't want to put you through it.
No problem. Yeah. No, it lives on.
And are you a now you can be honest here.
Yeah.
Be honest. Are you a fan of the garlic ice cream or not? That's a no. He would have said yes immediately.
Actually, the chocolate is pretty darn good.
I heard chocolate kind of masks some of that explosion of garlic.
I think for most people in these types of events, it's really a been there, done that kind of thing. You can check it off the list.
You know what I'm going to do with it? I'm going to go get a pint of that ice cream, freeze it, and when I make my tomato basil and I won't have to take the time to sit there and chop all the garlic up if I'm kind of in a hurry.
Great
idea.
Just
take a spoonful of that ice cream, throw it in the skillet, and you're good to go.
Absolutely.
You could pour that ice cream over pasta, heat it up, and you wouldn't even need to flavor it.
Well, you'd probably have everyone asking, what in the heck did you do there?
Oh.
Yeah, give me the recipe.
I wonder what that would be like, right? Have you ever heard that in the mix?
No.
So I just might have created an idea, is what you're saying.
Actually, you should patent it.
Well, let's talk about the idea maker. mine is very small in comparison to your idea that you're looking at today. Was there a point today when you had a moment that you were maybe by yourself where you stopped and went, wow, it happened?
Well, you know, it actually happened at the ribbon cutting this morning. We saw the lines out in front and... just to see the appreciation of the community and the growers, the calls of encouragement. We have been number one in agriculture for so long, as you probably know. And I don't think that we do ourselves a lot of... We could do a better job, I think, in promoting that fact.
Right? Well, that's what we've been talking about.
Farm Bureau does an amazing job, and they have a lot of administrative things that they need to do. But, it's about celebrating, right? And, like Ryan Jacobson from the Farm Bureau said a week or so ago, when you think about oranges, what do you think? You think Florida, right? Well, we're actually number one in
oranges. I think Don Shula, Miami Bowl, the Dolphins,
right.
Florida, right?
Right, orange juice, orange industry.
Anita Bryant,
you think about
O.J.
peaches?
Oh, wait, no. Don't think O.J.
Peaches? What do you think?
Oh, Georgia.
Georgia, right?
Georgia Bowl, Herschel Walker. It all just comes to mind. Georgia.
Yeah, well, we are so far beyond that. So this is a great way for us to look at a commodity that we're not just a little bit ahead of, but way ahead of the rest of the United States. And it's a fun thing to get behind.
Peter, what was your background in marketing?
I started out at the United Way of Fresno County when I was 18 years old and just out of college. And about 3 years later, got recruited to an ad agency here in town. I worked for three of the very best agencies before deciding that it was time to, over 10 years, I needed to start my own. So I own my own firm for 25
years.
You're
in an agency. Tell me this. Does it drive you crazy to drive down the freeway and see what some people put up as billboards, like so wordy and like you can't? You're driving by and you look and you don't even know what it's about.
Right.
Do you look up at those and go, what a waste of money?
Constantly.
Yeah, and then it, no. Doesn't it drive you crazy?
Yeah, there's way, I do that all the time. Way too much going on there.
It's like simplify, right? I mean, the some of the best advertising campaigns have been the simple, like, where's the beef? You know, the ones that we think of.
Eat, drink, stink, we think is pretty good.
I saw that on the way. I saw that.
There's
on
only
the
one
way.
Of them in here, but.
I saw that big sign on the way in here. Now, were you maybe thinking that there might be a, let me just ask you, with Supervisor Steve Brandel sitting here, where how hard did you have to fight to get the county to come around here?
Well, it wasn't a fight at all. It was talking common sense and looking at a longer-term strategy of building business and helping the community in ways, especially after COVID, but as an ongoing way to build tourism, agritourism. Fresno County needs things, positive things, to stand up and feel good about. And this is an opportunity for us to really make a big splash, not just in Central California, but throughout the United States. So
now, when you get done with your 3 days here and do your tally sheet, hopefully you'll make great money. But it's not just you. It's people that would come in that would stay at a hotel, or people who are leaving here and maybe didn't, maybe something was too spicy for them and they stopped at another restaurant somewhere, right? I mean, it helps everything around here.
You look at the spinoff of what comes from what many people really don't have a deep understanding of, an event like this, what goes into producing it and how many tax dollars are generated, the investments that we've made through the county and what they've been able to do to help us, launched us by 3 or 4 years easily, giving us the ability to come out of the gate running quickly. And the number of media impressions that we've received are measured in the millions right now, and that's huge. Our show that we had produced with the help of Jeff Aiello at Valley Public Television.
I've been playing the audio during the show today.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. Snippets of it.
He's already got 6 Emmy nominations after night number one, is what I was told. This thing has taken hold in lots of communities throughout the state, and that was an investment we made on our own. That was not covered by county funds, and we have a story to tell, and he really nailed it. He and I spent a lot of time talking about, you know, what does this thing need to look like, what's the look and feel, what's the story that we need to tell. He absolutely smashed it.
Everybody did. You can tell it out here. As a marketing advertising man, you want to know how you reach me?
Absolutely.
I heard it on Power Talk 96.7, but during my YouTube, in between when I would be like, where's the remote so I can fast forward it in 5 seconds, I left it on. I didn't hit skip ad because I wanted to see what was happening in Fresno.
Right.
Because normally it's Safe Light in Sacramento. Do they not understand? I don't live in Sacramento, Safe Light.
Yeah.
I get those ads, but you guys nailed it. And it was a good, well-produced 30-second, bam-in-your-face ad that made it look fun to get out.
That's right. And the timing of the festival, I think, was important to do it now so that, you know, it's not as hot as it could be.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we were looking at August.
When I first heard about this, I was going, May 16th, it could be hot.
Yeah,
it could rain. That's the first thing I thought, you know? Yeah. Right.
We put it all on the line, and there's a reward, but that reward goes into reinvesting for next year.
Peter, I know you're a busy man. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
Bam, and thank you for the garlic breath, man.
You got it.
I love it. We're going to come back more here with Supervisor Steve Brandel. You're done with your salad? You good?
I'm done.
He's good.
I'm
all right.
Report on that.
Well, we're not going to learn something now about garlic because we're under a time constraint, so we'll just go right to the break.
The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Oh, boy. National Garlic Festival Food Expo live at the Fresno Fairgrounds. I'm at the inaugural. It's the first one. Fresno County Supervisor Steve Brandel, the word on the street is you were very much an integral part of making this happen.
Well, I heard the vision, right? And I thought, man, that sounds like we need that. Right. And so I just was very supportive, and we had a couple of little rough spots that we had to work out, And but we pulled the trigger on it, and I think it was a good decision. And, you know, I hope that the people that are listening to Power Talk today, right now at 4:58, practically 5 o'clock, they're going, honey, we ought to jam over there tonight instead of making our own food. Let's go get some good garlic. And you know what, Trevor, since the last time we were on, when you were talking to Peter, I was downing some garlic chicken. I had to kind of get past the garlic ice cream thing.
Yeah, you have to get past
this it. Was fantastic. So the garlic chicken, I'd give a 5. This was like about a 9.5.
Well, you know how I feel. Some people love the garlic ice cream. You know, parents do timeouts sometimes, yeah, or punishments, or maybe a spanking here and there. But I would just have a pint of that in the freezer and be like, listen, do what I say, or I'm going to put a spoon of garlic ice cream in your mouth.
Yeah.
It's the old washing out with soap routine that's legal. Right,
and it got a strawberry iced tea.
Yeah,
here.
That had to, yeah, cover it up. Yeah. But there are those that actually love it,
yep,
and can imagine it in a banana split.
I think if somebody hasn't been here before, and we can talk about this after the break, it reminds me elements of the Fresno Fair. There's,
yeah,
a lot of different options and choices for food.
It's like Grizzly Fest of Food.
Right, bingo.
Grizzly Fest of Food and the Fresno Fair all combined with, what was it? Eat, drink, stink.
Isn't eat, that the, drink, stink.
Eat, drink,
stink. What a motto, right?
Hey, that's a clothing line. Boy, that's good branding right there, man. I got a pair of eat, drink, stinks on out here. People love their animals. Some of them love their animals even more than their home. Some people love their animals even more than their spouse. We're going to come back. Talk garlic with Fresno County Supervisor Steve Brandow, and also new animal services here. Who knows? I just might get a dog. Hmm.